الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله to this session of رياض الصالحين, and we are still with the chapter of the repentance of Tawbah, and with hadith number 20 in this chapter, or the hadith number 20 of the order of the book. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله تعالى عنه. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri is one of the young Sahaba. He was very young. Very young. And he is the one who taught us the Ruqya with Surah Al-Fatiha 7 times. For the one who been stung by scorpion or snake or poisonous insect. So we recite Surah Al-Fatiha 7 times, it will be inshallah cured. As Abu Sa'id al-Khudri did when he was in one journey with some of the companions, and they passed by a village and they asked some food, but the people of that village refused to help them. So Abu Sa'id and whoever was with them moved, and after a while the sheriff of that village was stung by scorpion. So they followed these strangers who passed by their lab, and they asked them, is there anybody of you who knows Ruqya? Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, yes, I do. So they said, okay, our sheriff has been stung by a scorpion. Please come and do Ruqya for us. He said, no, not for free. Because we asked you food, you did not tell us. And we are foreign. So we are travelers. So you have to feed us, but you refused. Now, we are not going to do Ruqya except with 30 heads of sheep. Not one, 30. They said yes, for you, that would be for you. So he came and he recited Surah Al-Fatiha. Every time he finished one time reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, he spit like that. After 7 times, the man stood like if he was tied by a rope, and the rope was released. So he just stood like that. The companions of Abu Sa'id refused to accept this gift. They said, no, we don't take it. How come you sell the Quran? This is only Quran. How come you take money for Quran? So Abu Sa'id held the sheep until he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they told him what happened. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Sa'id, how did you know that this is Ruqya? And then he confirmed it and approved it. He said, give me my share, because I'm the one who taught you Fatiha. This is only from Rasulullah to show the other companions that yes, it is okay to take money or whatsoever given to you, even if it is for Quran, but with a condition: do not make it business. So many people today do Ruqya as a business. It's business now. They have set up a place like a clinic, and some of them really have clinic bills and medical gloves and subhanAllah, they act like doctors. And then the fee, some of them very clever, they say, no, we don't ask you for a certain fee, tell whatever you like, 1 riyal,
or 1,000, up to you. Okay, I will pay only one riyal, they say, okay, but to have a complete ruqya, you will have to have a honey and olive oil from there, which has been, yani which ruqya has been said or recited on it. So it is part of the medication. Okay, you go there. Give me honey, they give you one bottle like this, maybe around 100 grams. 500 riyal. So what is the meaning of for free? I will bring you the halal, you will do the ruqya on it. For free. They don't accept. And some of them, they say the price goes on how special the ruqya is. If you want it so private for you alone, then it has a price. If you want to be with some others, yani with congregation, too many people and you make one ruqya for all, then this has a lower price. This is all, this is kind of yani business. This is not related to ruqya. It's not related to the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. The hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri is that because these people did not yani give the guest their rights or the wayfarer their rights, so now, okay, you don't want to feed us, we will guest, then you pay us, no problem. And it is okay to take, but don't make it business. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri did not return back to Medina and he put a sign on his door, clinic of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri for ruqya. Now he did not do that. And it was the only incident reported that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri did ruqya. Yes, if you know somebody who needs your ruqya, go and help them. This is one way of how to help the Muslims. One way of, yani, I ask a question. If your neighbor, if you hear your neighbor screaming, a thief, you say, how much you pay me, I will come help you? Nobody says that. Nobody says that. What about when the jinn and the shayateen accuse your brother? You say, I'm not going to help you with the Quran that Allah gave me until you give me money. That's not good. And to make it business. But if you are given anything, خلاص الحمد لله. Little much, this is from Allah. Now, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه said, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كان في من كان قبلكم رجلا قتل 99 نفسا. There was a man amongst the people who were before you, the Indonesians before you, who killed 99 persons. People. 99. He was a killer. Serious killer. He kills people like chicken. But this does not mean to give up hope of Allah, with Allah. No. Then this man wanted to repent. He felt sorry for what he did. And he wanted to repent. Then he asked, I want to repent all people, how can I know, how can I do? They all said, okay, there is one worshiper there. One worshiper who is staying in his worshiping place. He does not mix with people, he does not go out. He's just only, standing, mashallah, worshiping Allah. Which too many people think this is good, but this is not good. People think that the person who only, and who stopped doing nothing but worship, he does not work, he just only worship. They say this is good. No, this is not good. But the person who go and seek knowledge and teach knowledge is better. Even if his prayer is less than the optional prayers. And optional fasting is less. But if he has something better, which is the end, the knowledge that he is going to teach to the people. Now this person who prays, he will pray for himself. His prayer is not going to be with you. But when he goes and teach the people, this will benefit the people. This will benefit the people. Now, he asked for, he was guided. A man who is a worshiper, he came to him and he asked him, search for me. Is there any repentance for me? So it means that he is serious, he wants to repent. That worshiper, because the worshippers do not sit in the circles of knowledge, and this is one problem. Now, many people, and let's talk frankly. Tabligh is room, for example, Jamaat Tabligh. These people don't know about seeking knowledge. Don't waste your time. Come with us to guide people. Guide people to what? Guide people to what? We need to learn, we need to seek knowledge. If I did not seek knowledge, how come I sit here and teach? We have to seek knowledge. And seeking knowledge has no limit. No limit of time, no limit of the end itself. But we have to keep seeking knowledge until we die. Till we die. Because there is no one can contain all the end. Except Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Any other than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cannot contain all the ilm. Even Abu Bakr and Umar, they missed some ilm. They missed some ilm. So, he came to this worshiper and the worshiper thought of it. He memorized the Quran, but he did not have the fiqh. Understanding. So he said, no. How come you did? You have already killed 99 souls. And Allah Ta'ala says, who kills one soul would be considered like killing all mankind. He said, maybe you mean to say that as I killed 99 persons, Allah would not accept my repentance? Would not forgive me? He said, no. He said, then what is the difference between 99 and 100? Then he killed them. Never. 100, no. So, the ignorance was the disadvantage of ignorance, first of all came to this worshiper. Because he is ignorant, he did not go on technology before to say worship only. And that's why he is now punished. But the man is still willing to rebel. So he asked again, oh people, guide me to a way, I want to repent. I love Allah. So he was taking this time to a man who has ilm. This man came to the man who has ilm and he said, look, I have killed 100 persons. Can I still have repentance? He said, yes. Who can stop between me and repentance? The gate of repentance is open until the sun comes up from the west. I deserve resurrection. He then said to him, yes, but you are in a land where the people of evil more than the people of righteousness. You will have to come out of this land and migrate. Leave this land because this land, the people in there, they do not encourage you to do good. You will not keep on the repentance if you go back. But you go to the land of so and so, there are people who are worshippers and fearers of Allah. So he decided to go. On the way, he died. And Allah Ta'ala sent angels, two teams of angels, in form of mankind. And these angels were one team angel or one group angels of the mercy. And the other group were angels of punishment. So the people, the angels of mercy, they said, well, he belongs to us because we are in the redemption. The angels of punishment, they said, no, he belongs to us because he killed 100 persons. So Allah sent another angel in a form of man and he came to judge between these two groups of angels. He said to them, okay, I'll give you the solution. you measure where he is to the land where he migrated from, and from where he is to the land where he is migrating to, and to which one he is nearer, then you take it. As the old land is the land of punishment, the new land is the new is the land of mercy. He said, well, this is a good idea. In the hadith here, Allah Ta'ala said, the Prophet said that Allah commanded the ear, the last, the ear, to come far from the land of evil. So the distance between him and the land of evil was shorter than the land of goodness. But Allah Ta'ala knew that this man is honest in his repentance. He is sincere in his repentance. So Allah commanded the land between him and the evil, the evil land to go far, so it went far. And the land of goodness to come closer, so it came closer. In other hadith, Allah Ta'ala commanded the body, after this, no soul, the body, to move forth towards the earth of goodness, the land of goodness. So when they measured, they found him small distance, very small distance, closer to the land of goodness. So the angels of mercy took him. Here we get many benefits. The main one is that repentance would never stop until you die, or until the sun rises from the west. Before these two times, you still can repent. You still can repent. And from the benefits we take from this hadith is that the very beautiful and high merit of seeking knowledge. The first one was worshipper. He makes him lose hope with Allah. No! No repentance! You are a killer! No repentance! The second one said, yes! There is repentance. Subhanallah. The first one fatwa of the first one, made him to kill more. Made the killer to kill more. And the more he killed was that mufti. The false mufti. While the fatwa of the scholar made the man to stop killing. And the first one who was survived is the scholar. He loved the scholar, he did not. Instead of kill, he kissed the scholar. Instead of killing, you know that kill is K-I-L-L. And kiss is K-I-S-S. So he took the two L and he replaced them by two S's. So instead of killing him, he kissed him. See how beautiful is knowledge and how valuable it is. It is nothing to spend some time seeking knowledge. Nothing. Because if it is not spent in circle of knowledge, it is going to be wasted on anything that is benefitless. So, the main benefit we got today is that repentance never stops. So you have to continue repenting to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala accept from us, and inshaAllah Ta'ala next Sunday, we are going to continue. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.